Listening to Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到我们天天一学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie。今天呢，我们要继续的和鲁涵来分享这一部科幻题材的惊悚片《重生男人》。
Hi everyone, I'm Luhan. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to the final installment of the movie Rippleman.
说 Randy 作为 Rippleman 去执行最后一项任务的时候出了状况，他受了非常严重的伤，不得不换上一颗人造心脏。出院以后的 Randy 跟以前不一样了，作为 Rippleman 他已经不能完成他的工作了。三个月的时间很快过去了， Randy 已经偿还不起他这颗代价高昂的人造心脏的贷款了。
Most people don't know when they're going to die. I have exactly 6 days, 3 hours, and between 20 and 30 minutes.
Randy 开始像其他同病相怜的人一样四处躲藏，躲避 Rippleman 的追杀，但是他心里明白这样的日子过不久的，不管他躲到哪里都会被 Rippleman 找到的。
But we have to make a choice.We either purr and lick ourselves and wait for the poison to put us down, or we scream and scratch and claw our way right out the top of that damn box.
Remy 在这个时候也开始反省自己的人生，他以前经常说的那句话 "Job is a job"， 他认为这是不对的，工作不只是一份工作。
A job is not just a job. It's who you are. And if you want to change who you are.Well, first, you have to change what you do.
If life is a game we play, then just play it.
Remy 知道再躲藏下去也是没有意义的，因为早晚会被 Rippleman 找到的，所以他必须主动出击，所以他带着 Ben 再次回到了自己的公司，企图销毁他们的欠款资料。
Remy attempts to force Frank to clear his account, only to discover that due to his prior attempt, all accounts can only be cleared back at the union central office.
Now take me out of the system.
Fine, give me your heart.
Take me out of the system.
And I said, give me your goddamn heart. For Christ's sake, you sound like one of them whining and begging. There is no way out of the system. You screwed that up when you pulled your little stunt with the barcodes. Yeah, that's right, Einstein. They pulled all the local scanners. Now every Artiford reclaim has to go back to the main office, get scanned in behind the pink door. So unless you're thinking about breaking into corporate, give me your fucking heart.
Remy 混进了公司，来到了 Frank 的办公室，他用枪威胁 Frank， 要他帮自己和 Beth 消除他们的欠款信息。
但是 Frank 说 There's no way out of the system， 根本没有可能能消除你的资料。 You screwed that up when you pulled your little stunt with your barcode。 你上次在条形码上耍了花招之后，就无法再从系统里面清除你的资料了。
因为在上次 Remy 回到了公司企图消除他的欠款信息的时候被发现了，引起了公司的重视。
所以呢，They pulled all the local scanners. 本地的扫描器都被收回了。Now every Artiford reclaim has to go back to the main office, get scanned in behind the pink door. 现在每一次人造器官回收后都要送到总部来确认，然后在那个粉色的门后面进行扫描。So unless you're thinking about breaking into corporate, give me your fucking heart. 所以呢，除非你有办法闯进公司，所以你就得把你的心脏给我。
由于无法消除他们的资料，所以 Remy 呢打算带着 Beth 远走高飞。
Remy and Beth attempt to flee the country at the airport, but are taken by security when it's discovered that Beth's prosthetic knee is bleeding.
虽然骗过了机场的安检门，但是由于之前呢在跟 Rippleman 打斗的过程当中 Beth 受了伤，所以他们还是被保安扣了下来。而且很快两人被发现都使用了人造器官，而且都是逾期没有支付贷款的。无奈之下，两个人打伤了机场保安，从机场逃了出来。但这个时候 Beth 的膝盖已经快不行了。
The pair head to a black market doctor where Beth's knee is replaced.
但是两个人的行踪呢已经被 Jay 发现了。
How did you find her? Well, you just said where you would have found me.
Thank you. see what's going on here. I get this. I get it. I do. But I can make this right with Frank. All you gotta do is you gotta come back with me.
I can't go back.
So you are, man. So you are.
Not anymore. Not since the accident.
So you go again with the accident. If I didn't know that you were gonna be such a pussy about the accident.
What?
Oh, you thought it was fate? So the karmic plan to get you right with the world, is that what you thought?
Jack.
I'm gonna tell you, the cosmos doesn't know shit about swapping out electrical leads.
Jake 和 Remy 这对昔日的好友终于再见面了，但是这个时候他们的身份已经不一样了。这个还是 Rippleman， 是器官回收员，而 Remy 已经成了他回收的对象。
在对话中，两个人又提到了 Remy 的那次意外。Jack 终于说出了真相。You thought it was fate？ 你以为那次意外是命中注定的吗？ Sort of karmic plan to get you right with the world？ 上天为了让你悔悟而设计了一次报应。我们知道这个 karma 是报应的意思，所以这个 karmic plan 就是上天设计的一个报应的计划。显然它不是一次意外。And Jack continues, Let me tell you, the cosmos, it doesn't know shit about swapping out electrical leads. 我告诉你吧，上天可不知道怎么转换电线插头。Cosmos 就是指宇宙或者上天，也就是一个冥冥之中的力量。
Remy 听到 Jake 这么说呢，非常的震惊。他突然明白了，原来自己最后一次去执行任务的时候，他要用的那个心脏除颤器出了故障，并不是意外，而是 Jake 一手造成的。
Remy 这个时候是质问 Jack， You rigged the defect unit？ 你把心脏除颤器做了手脚吗？ So I built up debt so I wouldn't transfer to sales， 就是为了让我背上债务，这样我就不会掉到销售部门了吗？
显然 Jake 的这个计划是非常疯狂的，他故意制造了 Remy 的那一次意外，为了就是让 Remy 换上人造器官，背上沉重的债务，而不得不和他一起继续做 Rippleman。
The two fight, but Jack gains the upper hand and knocks Remy unconscious by hitting him in the head with a large chain。
关键时刻 Beth 用麻醉枪打中了 Jake， 救了 Remy。 这个时候更多的 Rippleman 突袭了这个窝点， Remy 和 Beth 夹在慌乱的人群中逃跑的时候被同行的人救了，躲在了一个密室里。当突袭的 Rippleman 离开之后， Remy 看到了满地都是被取走了人造器官的尸体。
Come back inside. We can stay here until we find a way out.
There is no way out.
Oh, please.
There is no way out. Not for anyone. Wherever we go, wherever we hide, they'll find us.
看到了眼前的一切， Remy 觉得不能够再继续的逃亡了，因为逃亡没有意义，他们迟早会被抓住的。
Remy 就对 Beth 说， There's no way out, not for anyone. 出路是没有的，任何人都没有出路。Wherever we go, wherever we hide, they'll find us. 不管我们逃到哪儿，躲到哪儿，他们都会找到我们的。That's what they do. That's what I did. 他们就是干这个的。我以前就是干这个的。
Come back inside. We can stay here until we find a way out.
There is no way out.
Oh, please.
There is no way out. Not for anyone.Wherever we go, wherever we hide, they'll find us. That's what they do. That's what I do.
What do you want to do?
Finish this.
Remy 觉得呢，逃亡不再是办法了，必须要主动出击。
Finally, Remy decides to go to the corporate to destroy all accounts.
Okay, so we go to headquarters, we find the pink door.
We go to headquarters, we find the pink door, we wipe the system, no more accounts. Nobody helps you.
在去完成这次危险的行动之前， Remy 见了儿子最后一面。
When you're old enough you read this. If you still want to see your old man, I'll be in Punta del Este. Can you say that?
Punta del Este.
After passing his story to his son during a brief meeting on the train, the pair traveled to the unit's headquarters.
Remy 和 Beth 来到了联邦公司的总部，克服了重重困难，终于找到了那扇粉色的门。
After an intense battle, Remy and Beth arrive at the pink door, the main database for the union.
当两个人最终进入了数据库之后，却发现没有键盘之类的东西可以操作。
Once inside, they discover that the server does not have any interface except for a scanner.
There's a keyboard. There's a keyboard.
So?
So if there's no keyboard, how can I get into the system? How do I wipe the accounts?
If there's a different way.
Using what?
I know, an interface or something.
Look at it, Beth. It's a scanner, that's it. Even if we were just... I mean, we... The only... The only way out of the system...
Is what?
The only way out of the system is to repo ourselves.
进了数据库之后呢， Remy 发现这里没有鼠标，没有键盘，只有一个扫描器。这意味着什么呢？
Remy says, look at it, Beth, it's a scanner, that's it. 他说你看，这只有一个扫描器，别的什么都没有了。 The only way out of the system is to repo ourselves. 唯一从系统中消除我们资料的办法就是自我回收。
也就是说呢，要把他们两个人身上的所有的人造器官进行扫描，才有可能把这个器官从要回收的名单中消除。那别无选择， Remy 和 Beth 开始扫描自己身上的人造器官来清除记录。
When Jack and Frank enter, they see Remy is trying desperately to resuscitate Beth, who has stopped breathing during the process.
What are you doing? I'm losing her. There's only one left.
为了 Remy, Jake 杀死了 Frank, 并且用炸弹炸毁了整个资料库。
The explosion destroys the union's mainframe, wiping everyone who has an account with the corporation out of the system.
Auto board not recognized. Lockdown in effect. An administrator will be with you shortly. Have a nice day.
毁了资料库之后， Remy, Beth 和 Jake 离开了这个城市，在海边住了下来。
Later, Remy is on a tropical beach, enjoying his freedom with Beth and Jack. His text from earlier in the film has been published into a book, The Repossession Mumble.
Repossession Mumble. Sounds kind of fruity. Peter had it published. It is the classic. The depth of this author's insightOh, astonishing. Am I in this?
但是其实这一切都只是假象。实际上，当 Jake 在黑市医生的窝点发现了 Remy 和 Beth 的行踪之后，在打斗中 ，Remy 的头部受了重伤，而 Beth 也奄奄一息了。
Jack, out of remorse, has paid off Remy's account and has had him placed in a neural network, allowing him to live the rest of his life in a dream.
Hey, you guys take it easy. I want him to be comfortable, right?
Yes, sir.
Nothing to worry about. If that hook could hit him any lower, it might pose a problem. You have a 5 neural net top of the line.
What's he thinking about?
No way to know.
Yeah, but he's happy right now.
As long as someone's paying for the system.
There's 50 commissions right there. I don't think they have a spot that they care. They the down payment on the M5. The unit can definitely play for the rest. Well,
这个时候我们看到在黑市医生的那个窝点昏迷中的 Remy 被抬上了担架，显然他身上又增加了一个新的人造器官，就是人造的神经网。
把他抬走的这个技师是这样说的， The M5 neural net is top of the line. M5 神经网是这一系列产品当中最先进的了。
所以刚才我们说到的那些情节，包括 Remy 和 Beth 回到了公司的总部，消除了他们的信息，并且炸毁了公司的数据库，这都只是 Remy 想象出来的，或者说发生在他梦中的，并不是真实的事情。但是现在我们看到了昏迷中的 Remy 似乎露出了幸福的笑容。
And the technician continues, As long as someone's paying for the system, he'll be happy. 只要有人能支付这套神经系统的钱，他就会一直这么高兴。 And Jack says,There's 50 commissions right there. 虽然在这次任务中 ,Jack 已经取活了50个人造器官，这就意味着他能够拿到50笔提成。That'll take care of his heart. 这就能够支付他的心脏费用了。And that'll take care of the down payment of the M5. 还能付清 M5 神经网的首付款。The union can dock my pay for the rest. 剩下的呢，联邦公司可以在我的薪水中扣除。
在把 Remy 送上了救护车之后， Jack 发现了 Remy 用打字机打的那份草稿，但是之后不会有人真正读到他的。
Jack finds Remy's manuscript, which he greets with a bitter chuckle. As his former partners well away, presumably spent the rest of his life in his fantasy world.
而 Frank 和他的公司呢，依然存在，这个世界没有任何变化。比如说，就在这个时候，在电视上 ，Frank 也正在满脸堆笑地介绍他的新产品 M5 神经网。
For extensive neurological injuries, I'd have to recommend the M5 neural net. We're running a special on it this month, 18% for the first year, 24 after that.Why should your loved one pass on just because of a little brain damage? That's barbaric. That's just bad science. For the M5 neural net, yesterday's dreams are today's reality. Imagine your loved ones living out the rest of their natural lives in a world where they are always happy, always content, and always taken care of.
Frank 是真的推销他的新产品的。For extensive neurological injuries, I'd have to recommend the M5 neural net. 对于重大的神经损伤，我要推荐 M5 神经网。We're running a special on it this month. 我们本月这个产品还有一个促销。18% for the first year, 24 after that. 第一年 18% 的利率，第二年开始呢 24% 的利率。Why should your loved one pass on just because of a little brain damage?为什么仅仅因为一点脑部损伤就让你所爱的人去世呢？ That's barbaric. 那可太残忍了。这个 barbaric 就是残忍的、野蛮的意思。For example, I can say, some people might say rugby is such a barbaric sport. 有的人可能会说橄榄球实在是一种野蛮的运动。我们可能还听说过 barbarian 就是野蛮人的意思。
Frank 的意思就是说呢，即使人呢受到了很严重的脑部损伤，他也仍然可以生存下来，而且呢他这生存状态啊还是非常不错的。
He continues, with the M5 neural net, yesterday's dreams are today's reality. 有了 M5 神经网呢，昨日的梦想就变成了今日的现实。Imagine your loved ones living out the rest of their natural lives in a world where they're always happy, always content, and always taken care of. 想象一下吧，你所爱的这个人在他的余生里一直生活在永远开心、永远满足、永远有人照顾他的世界里。Content 就是 in a state of peaceful happiness, 也就是满足、幸福、平静的一种状态。当然了，最后还是那两句经典的广告词 You own it to your family, you own it to yourself. 为了你的家人，为了你自己，你也值得拥有这个产品。
For extensive neurological injuries, I'd have to recommend the M5 neural net. We're running a special on it this month, 18% for the first year, 24 after that. Why should your loved one pass on just because of a little brain damage? That's barbaric. That's just bad science. M5 neural net. Yesterday's dreams are today's reality. Imagine your loved ones living out the rest of their natural lives in a world where they are always happy, always content, and always taken care of. Give it to your family. Give it to yourself.
影片这样的结局的确出乎意料，而且非常的沉重。本来以为英雄终于打败了黑暗的联邦公司，拯救了所有的人，但是这美好的结果呢，原来只是一场梦。当然，这样的结局也留给了电影观众更多的思考，甚至有人评论其影射了美国的次贷危机。
Review some of the words we've learned today. Karma, 报应 Cosmos, 宇宙上天 Rig, 临时设置 Barbaric, 野蛮的 Content, 满足的平静的幸福的状态。
感谢朋友们一连三天和卢涵以及 Jesse 分享这部2010年的科幻题材的惊悚片重生男人。
Alright, hope you enjoy the movie Rippleman. I'm Luhan, I'll see you.
I'm Jesse, see you tomorrow.
This lifeIs a game we play, then just play it. If love can make your day, then just say it.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.She walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio Simpson Report every day.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
民生、改革之魂、发展之要、社会之基、国家之本、他山之石、国外民生制度念念观，13集系列广播作品，10月1日至7日，北京外语广播《听世界》节目，每天16点、19点30，倾情呈现，欢迎收听。
次了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站 www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打6515-7598了解更多收听方式。